From Yutzes Amud Aleph Maseches Maaser Sheni Perek Shlishi Halacha Vav. Hey, without Papa Josh, he's up there looking at Mishnah Sefer.
Unless you're allowed to use Yiddish for your song.
That's true too. Yeah, something that's a good point. Very good point. Halakua Yutzes Maaser Sheni Tma Yisabeh. Now you remember that the din of Lakuach Yutzes Maaser. No, Peros looks like Maaser Sheni, smells like Maaser Sheni, has all the din of a Maaser Sheni, but nonetheless, there is a difference. The difference being that you cannot be toseh of a Kuach of Maaser Sheni with a new pidyon. You cannot transfer its kedusha off on something else. However, if it becomes tameh, it's no different than Maaser Sheni that was caught between the mechitzah, shekotru mechitzah. I should think we have plenty of Yerushalmi. Get a Yerushalmi for our clothing over here, yeah? We had other Yerushalmis that were hanging around here for sure. And when Jason was here, we had a Yerushalmi.
It's not
your woman that. No. He had some dental work in with him. No?
That one doesn't have a
third class. All right, I'm sorry. I don't. Okay, never mind. Yeah, okay, because for me to see, I can't push it over to me. I know, but I'm uncomfortable. So, just as my Sheni Shekotum Mechitzot, you're not able to be Poda. Nonetheless, if you came from A, you have to be Poda. As we said before, I mean, it's actually the closing words of the Gemara before the Mishnah. Is a hakona for our mission. Kishen shenema belakua. Kach nema, the mechitza kach nema belakua. So the mechitza, I'm able to be poded in the case of tuna. Belakua, I'm also able to be. Where is the tanakana? I'll be poded them on a coin. Now I went and I bought fruit to eat in Yerushalayim.
You didn't buy fruit
to
eat from outside.
From outside.
Now when the wisdom sun becomes coming,
yeah, would it wouldn't be different in Yerushalayim. That could be coming even in Yerushalayim.
What can you do?
Go there.
Change it back into money.
Yeah.
And then you use that money
again
to buy a new.
Right. Yeah. At least according to the Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no. You need kaver. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to push it, you can't eat it because it's coming, and it's not cast to be put in, and therefore, you have to bury it. Why is it worse than Maaser Sheni itself? By Maaser Sheni, Asmo Shenitma, Harezen Nivda, Salakov, Maaser Sheni Shenitma, Navinji, but I understand. I mean, if we're going to be, we're not even this mark from Maaser Sheni. If it becomes Tameh, you're able to be Poda, even if it's in Yerushalayim. So over here, it's only a secondary condition. For sure, I should be able to be Poda. No, on the contrary. If my Sheni itself was star, but it was outside of Yerushalayim, could you be poda? Yes. So some ruble of kuach mikesed my Sheni she'enu nifta b'tar b'richuk makom. Obviously, it is not as easy. That's not to say that it's because of a chumrah. Maybe it's because it doesn't have the power. But the point is, it's obviously not as easy to be poda b'kuach for my Sheni as it is to be poda for my Sheni. So if my Sheni, which is shayach to be poda under normal circumstances outside of Yerushalayim, fine, under circumstances of the rest, because it's so much a poda even in Yerushalayim. But l'kuach, which doesn't have the shayach to be poda, it's a pidyon outside of Yerushalayim. So why not? Because of its tummy. So therefore I should yes be able to use it. That doesn't make sense at all. The cat of Maaser, who made. What if you bought now a deer to eat with Kesemite? And now it died. Can you use the skin of the deer and be poted? We said before that it's, you know, the cat of the condition of Maaser. So what's that law? Huh? Says the Gemara, it says the Mishnah, Kaveh Ayyadei Oro. Here, the Tanakama holds, you have to actually bury it together with its skin. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yipadeh. So once it became Maaser, it has a din, like Kutcher. Kutcher Nabai. You have to you'd have to bury it. Why? Because you cannot be Toda without Hamad of Arok.
Why would you have to be Toda? I mean, if you ate the tree, wouldn't you still be able to use the skin?
Yeah, but that's because over there that the main value is the meat, but over here the meat doesn't have any value. As we discussed earlier in the mission. So now the shayla is, how could I be Toda? It has to be Toda with Hamad of Arok. But Hamad of Arok means I stand it up. I can't stand it up as a bed. That's not called Hamad of Arok. In the same way that it says the Pharisee, Behemin HaKohim Behereich, by crushing. So too, because the Tanakhama hold over here, that my Shasheni would be the same Allah. And therefore, okay, therefore, even though, as Moshe Baruch says before, we learned that the R becomes cooling if you can eat the meat, but that's because you're eating the meat over here, where there's nothing left to eat, then the R is also coupled to the meat. The meat has to be coupled, the R has to be coupled. But the whole thing is Maisha.
Maisha Shani only refers to food.
No, the Kiddush, now we're saying is that the Kiddush of Maisha is crawling the R too.
So Rabbi Shimon
doesn't hold the meat? I didn't say Rabbi Shimon yet. That's Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon only Yipadeh. Rabbi Shimon holds even Kachin. With the Kachin Kalim don't require Hamad of Arok. So the Meila is no problem. Certainly with Maisa, you don't need Hamad of Arok. Lachol Chai, Veshachato, V'nitma, Yipadeh. You bought now and the animal and you went ahead and you shafted it. Now it becomes Tamei, so you could still be part of it. Here, everybody's murder, you could still be part of it, because if it was the original, right, remember we had before, that if you buy, not pay us, but you buy now the thing which the Torah said to be most, the most shiny arm, so over there, that doesn't go down a level at all. You bought it over here, at Shech for Shechita, but then it's like a din of Maisha Sheni itself. Hamashil. What did I miss last night,
please?
Rabbi Yossi Omar Yikaber. Rabbi Yossi says, nonetheless, it has to be Yikaber. So, in other words, if it was meat, I don't need Hamad of Arok. That's for sure. Meat doesn't require Hamad of Arok. An animal requires Hamad of Arok. So once it became already a din of Oakland, why would I need Hamad of Arok? The case that we had before was that it was a tree, it hadn't become yet Oakland. Mm-hmm. Now it died, it hadn't become Oakland. I need Hamad of Arok. Here the question is, once it was shafted, now it became fine. So then why do I need Hamad of Arok? Over there it should be okay. Yipadeh. But nonetheless, Yikaber, because according to him, the fact that it now turns into meat doesn't matter to us. Bottom line is, it was an animal. An animal requires Hamad of Arok. If you buy it with a chila shakut, the nitma, and then it becomes tummy, everybody agrees. Areyulo kiperot. If you bought a shakut, it's no different than any other pair. Hamashu kantan the maitre sheni. Somebody now who puts wine into a container. And now the question is the status, we had this before, if you would buy wine together with the kantan. So Apapi Sheeget them, even though he was Gosain, he covered them. There's a low kanat maaser. It doesn't mean that the kiddush of the maaser was chal on the kantan. Because over there we don't say that the kantan is similar to the or of the buster and becomes now the same, even though it was done with gafun. Anyway, how would you say it was gafun?
To be
sealed. With a bung, what do they call it? Right? When you seal it up, gafan, it's a big gafan, it's very cute, but it's gafan, the kaviyot. So, whatever the status is, seals, gafan. Yeah. So, after you should gafan, look at Amasa. Zalaf, the tofan, stam, you took one. And you resolve it into the
wood combining, right? Now that it was in the gafet, now that it was gofanet, it's now within the goof, it's now within the body.
Hmm.
The content is not
the
Bible. Right, no, but the subject I quoted,
That's very interesting. So it was very interesting that wine should relate to bodies because it's the source of death.
Mm-hmm. Right. But isn't that coming from God?
Strange.
You know, agape.
Yeah, it is. But what's the relationship of that to... it is agape.
What is
the meaning of agape? Agape. We call it an agape of opinion, like your, you know, the extension of your body, your wing. Right?
Because
we use it in the same way. It's like it's a wing. We say it in English. Your mom has used the same thing, that's a wing of the soul.
So it's a gap, right?
America. What else did you buy?
It's the opposite. The gap is opposite. The gap is meaning that it's closed tightly instead of...
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. Now, suppose you put it in stom. Not nice or shady. Stom wine. In other words, it was even if it was teva wine. So there, Achaloga found, if you called now the Maitre Sheni, before you were Gofenim, so then it's fine, it's still the same thing. Lokana Maitre. But if you sealed the thing, and then after it was Gof, after it was Gof, you went ahead and you were Korei the Maitre Sheni, shame on it. In that case, this is the time that you were saying this is Maitre Sheni. The Kankan now was considered to be like a skin to it because it embodied it. So then Enochinami, at that point, he really would have to be Pota also the value of the Kankan as well because that was included in his Kriya Shem. Okay, and this is similar to what we had before when somebody buys Kalvin Ryan Stumo that we had earlier, they're over there. The thing is that the cob also is bottle to the wine. Achelo Gafan, or Lobbeh Avameyah, Misha Gafan, Kasher Prefosho. Furthermore, if this barrel gets mixed up in other ones, so now it will be Ola. Because over here, the bin is that the truma is brought to the F and the nail. But if it was Migafan, now it's called Chaviyot Stumot. And Chaviyot Stumot are like all, they're one of the things that are, excuse me, one of the things that are never brought to, right? The fact that, you know, the special fruits, the things that are nicker. So Achoviot Stuma. So this, then the fact the Chovit is Stuma that happens to contain it is not Chovit Stuma, but over here the Chovit itself is the Chovit of my Sheni. So then we relate to the Chovit, and it's not going to be both. Achshelo Gafan, another Nafkamina would be Achshelo Gafan Toremi Achat Alakol. But Mishu Gafan Toremi Kol Achat V'Achat. The difference is that it's considered to be Nehamuka. You see. If today you were Korei Shein, before it was Gaf, it's Minamuka. The fact that now you put something on it, that doesn't matter. But if it's the Etzem, a separate entity, then it's called being termed Shalom Minamuka. And you can't be termed Shalom Minamuka. Beit Shammai Omrin, Mefateach Umare Legat, Beit Hillel Omrin, Mefateach Ve'eno Tzarich La'arot. So now, after you were Gafon, what's the din if you want to take off now? One on all of them without having to go and take from each one separately, which is a heck of a cure. What would you do? Says Beit Shammai, it wouldn't even help to open it. You have to be mifateach, and then you have to pour it into the gat in order that it should be mixed, and then you can take off the truma. Because once they have a din of being chaviyos truma, you cannot be meister and tell him from one on the other. You'd have to put it back and mix it together. But they said, so open it up. Once it's opened, it's no longer considered chaviyot betuchot. Okay.
What happens when it becomes
funny that you open it? We'll see. The truth is that this makrokis is maybe all the other cases. We'll see what this guy. So then they had the bar mamurim in makom shidachan mi macher sumot sumot abu makom shidachan mi mukor betuchot. When do we say that the Meister is Chal on the Kankan itself? in a case where it would be sold still when it was in that state. So over there you can say that the kanka now is part of the yain. But if there's no way to sell it without opening it, then even in that case, even if you were gofer the menkor ishen, it certainly wouldn't be bought for kafir the yain. That was the distinction we had in the Mishnah earlier. If you buy chaviyot stumot in Yerushalayim, it makes an afkamina if the minig in the place is to sell chaviyot, to sell only the wine. So therefore, if you went ahead and you did this in a mokum that it's a mokum shibakimik mokum pachut petuchos, so over there, if Magabi that didn't, the lo yotze kanka machulin is confusing because it's a regression to the Mishnah we had before. But the Mishnah is taking for granted that you see this as part of that whole figure. So just like over there we said, is the kanka automatically public, which was no idea whether you sell it. But by extension, the same thing is true over there. We said in the first paragraph, if you buy sealed barrels, so the halacha is over there that the kankan isn't yotze l'chulin, as if you have of the kesem leiter. So okay, whatever case over there would be lo yatsa l'chulin, over here would be the equivalent of lo kana maaser in the first place, right? So they're mirror images of each other. The imra talach mira latzmo nimkor b'mida yatsa kankan l'chulin. If the person wants, even if he's in a place where normally people do sell stumas, if he's mocked not to trust the sealed barrel, he's a very, very straight person. He's not going to seal a barrel. He's going to open it. He's going to measure what he's selling. And I'm telling you about a barrel of wine that supposedly includes within it X amount of wine. I'll open up the wine and I'll see. You know, so I mark by myself. I don't sell things that I can't measure, right? I don't sell things. I don't sell things without measuring it. There, if he's a mokum shadakan limkor, but he himself would never do that. So there too, we would say lo kana maaser, and therefore yes, akan kana chulin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, apa omer lachavera, chavit zil ani mocher lachachutz mikan kanel, yes, akan kana chulin. The truth is, if he said the Farish also that now he went ahead and he was gofer. That he was courageous, but and normally that would be calling the contact, right? But in a case where a guy sells, I mean, the truth is, it's by the way, because this is referring to a price that we haven't really learned yet. It's talking about where somebody sold a revius of wine out of such a contact. So let's wait till we get the price. All right, so starting off the mission, the reviewer has said that there's no way to be poda. Something that's lakuach, even if it became tummy. My time in the Rebbe Shimon, as a Rebbe, what's Rebbe Yehuda's basis for saying that lakuach for kesef meiser, no way can be safe this opinion? He says, kesef rishon, below kesef sheni, because the Torah says, v'nasata bar kesef. So bar kesef means you took your payers and you put it on the money. You put it, that means, what's bar kesef? The specific money, meaning dafka. The kesef rishon, the first time that it had money, that means you can be makalo only once. But if you had already been poted on kesef, and now you have payros, this would be now not bar kesef anymore. This is the other kesef that you can't do. Mm-hmm. He also said to be a raisa. So what do you say? He said, because it's coming, we should allow you. It's not possible to do it. Ela, min ma da'enu misivin leh yitabachomer. Who most is on the Kavachomer, but the point is, the real reason that he holds it's not possible is because it's a pasuk, right? But when we asked him, well, wait a minute, isn't it a Kavachomer that it's like this? I mean, now it turns out to be ridiculous, the question. Right? I mean, we're asking something absurd. We viewed it as like a chumrah. Or if you're being mocked, how could be more mocked on kesef, on the lakuach than you are on the real thing? But if we were aware that his svara is that the Torah said you can't pick up his opinion, this is a dumb question. We're telling you, it's not a chumra. That's exactly what we're bothered with. Why don't we use this? What are we asking him in the bride from in the Mishnah from a Kavachomer? Because we're in a tsunami. Of course, it's a, It's a mistake. We misunderstood it. But since we asked it as a lashon of the Kabbalah Kormer, so we answered it through most of the Kabbalah Kormer. Obviously, what he could have said is, what, are you crazy?
Right.
But he's pointing out to them that, look, I mean, it's an inverted Kabbalah Kormer. I mean, look at it the other way, that it doesn't have the kayak. But the truth is, the whole discussion was only a bite from Shalakar with Tanakama. It wasn't a real question at all. Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, says that the case of the Tzvi, according to the Tanakama, why does Tanakama hold you can't be potted the or, and it would have to be Yikaber? Because they hold that it's the same din of requiring Amar of Aroch on Kachi Berek Abayis. So Rav Yirmi Aboi Kamei Rav Yira, Behemat Tzmiya, how about a Behemat Tzmiya that somebody is Magdish to the Berek Abayis? Now, is there a din that Kotche Berek Abayis of any type and as any living thing requires a Hamad of Aracha? Or is the din of Hamad of Aracha by Kotche Berek Abayis an extension of the Aracha of Hamad of Aracha that we find by Kotche?
Mm-hmm.
By Kotche Mizbeah. So therefore, only those things which would be shayach to be Kotche Mizbeah had they not been given to the Berek Abayis, had they not had a mum and so on. So those things, fine. But the Behemet Tzmeah, we never find a concept of a Amira Kohen Verit for Behemet Tzmeah. So maybe there, it's not shayach to say that it should require Hamad of Aracha. Or do we say, look, the bottom line is when it comes to Berek Abayis, what's an Akhmina, whether it's from or Torah? I mean, it's just value. I gave value to it. If I'm able to say that it requires Hamad of Aracha in order to have a pigeon, what's the difference in what type of animal it is? Revere me, Abay Kamei Rebbe Zira. Omalei, Imulei the Amar Rebbe Yossi B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan Chayato Arayin Etun Amar Ava Aracha. The Behemat Me'ah Lo. I didn't understand over here. If Rebbe Yossi hadn't said that a Chaya Tahora requires Amar Ava Aracha, as far as this case is concerned, so then I could have said that the Torah was only discussing a behemoth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if Rebbe Yossi says that a chaya is also included, but the Torah never talked about a chaya, right? So why wouldn't he have simply said a behemoth to man? What is he? He's going like, I mean, we're talking about a behemoth. Just say a behemoth to man. What he seems to be saying is that there's something special about a chaya, that it's the clone, not in the case of anything that has to do with hegdish, but maybe a behemoth would. Rabbi Elazar, the Tony came. The truth is, we have a parish of Graisa that there's no nafkamina, because it says in ba behemah hatmeha upada be'erkecha. So ma behemat me'am yucheret sheshaveh she'at pidyonah l'shat hekdeshah. Haf ani arbat ha'meitah sheshaveh she'at pidyonah l'shat hekdeshah. If somebody's coming to me, poda now a behemat me'am when it's chai, right? So over there, its value...
It means a behemat
me'am. Yeah. At the time that I come now to be poda it as a chayah. So now it's worth at the time the pigeon is still alive, as it was worth the time that I was marketing it. So a behemoth to me I can be poted without requiring Hamad of Aracha. Because it doesn't say over there, it doesn't say anything about Hamad of Aracha. So if that's the case, if I went ahead and I was marketing an animal that was dead, look up here. Obviously, I mean, nothing that Tim Benekabais is talking about. Over there too, there's no change in the value, right? Because Hamad of Aracha is a point where something has happened between the time of the Hegdash and the time of the pigeon. When it comes, you're talking about something, you're talking about a Chaya, or you're talking about a Mesa, where it's the same from beginning to end, the Torah never suggested this has been a Hamad of Aracha. Because over there, I'm going to learn it also, even though it's a mace, it's no different than a behemoth to me. I should be able to be potent without Hamad of Aracha. Umotzi, which excludes the Sha'amar, Harei Behedesh Umeita. There, Lo Shabbat Shabbat Yonah Shabbat Besha, where the Torah was saying that you cannot be Poder, that's the case where somebody takes a live animal, says this animal should be Kodesh to Berek HaBayis, and then it drops dead. Now at that point, I might have been marketing something to Berek HaBayis that was worth $1,000, and now I'll come to be Poder something that's worth $10, because it died now. Over there, it requires Amar Varoch, because I have to now see what has changed, but since it's dead, I can't do Amar Varoch. In the Mela, there's no pigeon. But meanwhile, you see, take it for granted, the price is taken for granted, that a Tamea itself is using that as a model. But a Tamea does not require Amar Varoch, because there won't be any difference between the time of its Magic and the time that it died.
In terms of God.
Mm-hmm. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Masnisa Omer King, Hamora Moalim Ba Ufel Ba, which is from the Mishnah. Because it says over here, it could say Tamura, I don't know what do you have over here?
Hamora.
Really?
You have Hamora?
Okay, that's strange. Figure talking about this. All right, I don't get it. What the case would be? All right, fine. So let's talk about the case for Chamora. They're both not the same thing. So if you have now the milk. That is coming, mugdashim. So that's the equivalent of a dead animal, basically. It's useless. So call of Latkami Sangi. Rakoshu ta'un pigeon ma'alimbo. It says over here your ma'alimbo. If it requires pigeon, so then it tries to talk about mi'ila. But if something that doesn't have pigeon, then it doesn't have any value. If it doesn't have any value, then there'd be no way to be ma'al in it, right? Because it just needs to shayim in lakura. So you see from here that the cholov does have a pigeon, if it says that it's possible to be molded. How can you be part of cholov? You can't be mommy to marathon. You see, it's equivalent to dead meat. So you see from here that obviously you don't require a mother of our own, that's something that's coming. Because what, you don't have to go to the bride then. You can go punch it at his mission. So the cholov of Kanisu, the kosher to a pigeon, for all in love. In Kitserina, Leshem, Hilchot Nita, Lo Yachil, to Taninan Chamura. If you're going to say over here that this is similar to a Hegdash that already had died, and that you had a given Chasila died, to hear it talking about that you were Mavdish, the Chamav originally, not the Behema, maybe that's what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that because that's why it said Chamura. To make it clear that it wasn't the Hegdash of the Kolov, it was the Chamora first. Mm-hmm. And that then you're involved in the Kolov of the Chamora to make it very clear that you can't get out of learning this that's talking about the Kolov of the Chamora. It's talking about the Hegdash was on an animal. And now that animal had gave milk, and that milk is not running on Kilo. So it boils down.
That the animal died?
What does that mean? Wouldn't
that then be the
Hegdash? No. It doesn't affect you at all. You were just trying to say that. You were trying to prove that you don't need Amar Varoch on the part that's inedible. If it was part edible, part inedible. So you therefore don't try to tell me that it's talking about that I was gave it as a mesa, meaning that I gave it as chalav. It's not sent. It's not even come around. It says come around the fish. Amar Rabbi Chanina Kamei Rabbi Mona, he put there for Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon Omar such a better kabbayt ain't tuning on Amar Varoch. How do you know that this proves anything? That mishnah might be going like Rabbi Shimon. You're trying to bring a remember Rabbi Shimon all the bechlali on the Amar Varoch when it comes to better kabbayt, right? So then the mishnah would have absolutely no application to us at all. The reason you could be mail on it is because it has a pigeon. According to Rabbi Shimon, because you don't need Amar Varoch, but maybe an epinami. According to the son of Lord, you need Amar Varoch and even the milk. Would be a problem. There'd be no way to be voted, so there wouldn't be an Elon in any way. So that there's no way to bring a raya from the Mishnah.
If you're saying in a normal case, wouldn't be able to bring a potter? Because
you can, according to the Rebbe, even in a normal case, can be potter. You don't need Amar Maroka? Or my lay? No. No. Because in Rebbe Shiva, Lama Lish Hamoracha. What do you mean? What would be the point of talking about a Hamorah? If you're a Sharko, Benjamin, you're even a kosher animal also. Doesn't require Amar Maroka. It doesn't make sense. It's going to leave it to Rebbe Shiva.
We'll rent the bottom,
right at the bottom of the dock. Okay, thank you. Thank you.